Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Amy Bandman. Walking the Centennial and Arsenal Bridges and looking at the Mississippi River, it is easy to comprehend the ever-increasing role that the river plays as the lifeblood of the Quad Cities and the economic contribution it can and does make. The water is teeming with activity, including motorboats, excursion boats, soon hopefully water taxis in the lower pool, barges, and these days even jet skis, not to mention fishermen. All along the riverfront, there is an increase in development and activity as people embrace the river. And on a summer evening, you can barely get a seat at one of the many concerts or festivals. The river's time has come. Yet the Mississippi is not only in the Quad Cities, nor is it just a backdrop for the people who live, visit, or work within its watershed. At 2,320 miles in length, it flows through 10 states, past parks and preserves, and over many cities and towns north and south. Even in the densely populated parts, the river serves as critical habitat to all kinds of wildlife, ranging from the familiar, beavers, muskrats, mussels, and snapping turtles, to the less so, like river otter and mink. This role is as important as its more visible other. To build awareness of this function, River Action has begun celebrating wildness. We want people to come to understand that the Mississippi is alive with all kinds of creatures, and that together we need to invest time and resources into its care. While 18 million people in 50 cities rely on the Mississippi for drinking water, millions of flora and fauna drink it too. Once people begin to embrace this, can cleaner water be far away? Quad City Wild Places was launched in 2011 with this goal in mind. Biodiversity Day advanced knowledge of what is present at Green Valley Nature Preserve in Moline. Nahant Marsh provides unique wildlife experiences. Choose from 63 sites all working in partnership to improve conservation, awareness, and access. They include, among others, Loud Thunder Preserve, Blackhawk State Historic Site, Sunderbrook Park, Lost Grove Lake, and the Wapsie River Environmental Center. John Ruskey, UMRC Creative Collaboration Speaker, pronounced, "The wilderness is the window of our souls, and water our smoothest passage through." Find a place to connect at qcwildplaces.com.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.